Forget almost everything you know about Michael Myers, Laurie Strode, and the rest of the Haddonfield murders back in 1978. This is a Rivet review of the new film, Halloween.
We're here to investigate a patient that killed three innocent teenagers on a Halloween in 1978. He was shot by his own psychiatrist and taken into custody that night, and has spent the last 40 years in captivity. Hello, Michael.
Halloween history is rewritten again. Michael Myers has escaped and is on the hunt for the lone survivor of his killing spree 40 years ago.
I have prayed every night that he would escape.
Who the hell did you do that for?
So I can kill him.
This now 11th installment in the Halloween franchise is set up as a sequel to the first one and wants you to forget all the rest, if you haven't already. Now part of the stable of horror that is Blumhouse Productions, John Carpenter's back on board as an executive producer and composer. Director David Gordon Green takes the helm, known more for dramas and comedy. He also co-writes with Jeff Fradley and Danny McBride. It's now 40 years later, and Laurie Strode, suffering from PTSD, has been waiting for a reunion with Michael, and she gets it. It's tough to figure this one out. It starts out well enough, but then once things get going, struggles to build suspense or even interest, at least for the first two-thirds of the movie. The saving grace is Jamie Lee Curtis, who's excellent, but unfortunately underused during a long and slow setup. And Judy Greer as her daughter, along with Virginia Gardner as her granddaughter, are both fine. But it's when the trio finally takes over that we get a girl power tour de force that reminds us of the terror that is Michael and the edge-of-your-seat suspense that was such a big part of the first one. And for that, I give Halloween 3 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. You'll have to sit through some bad tricks, but in the end, it's a treat. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.